So let's have a little look at the markets then. All share index down a fifth of a percent at 54,212. Top 40 down a third, Rand 11.86 to the dollar, 18.40 against sterling, and 13.16 against the euro. David Shapiro is with Sasfin, and he knows exactly what happened today.
Not a lot. Dominated by the bank story.
Yeah.
In fact, it didn't have any impact on bank prices, on bank share prices. I think most of it had already been discounted. The banks have put away provisions for those fines. But I think the fun is in the detail of the emails that have been released.
And how, if you ain't cheating, well, what did he say?
You know, I think it's probably one of the reasons that I don't know why it's the Competition Commission that is investigating banks here and their dealings in Forex. But I would imagine that people, you know, it's a small community. People get to know each other. They personalize their deals. And if I'm long of a deal, in other words, if I'm bull of something, he's got a problem. The other person, it might be that kind of, okay, don't do something. Let me get rid of this. You know, I think it might happen in markets and that. So,
but I think
it doesn't seem, having been on markets for 40 years,
yeah.
I can understand some of the chit chat and talk and how people do help each other. Of course it's illegal, and of course it shouldn't happen because someone loses out because of that.
Yeah, and but I suppose that's probably why it's the Competition Commission, because it's the antitrust bodies in Europe doing the probes, as well as in the United States as well. But those are significant
numbers,
fines that they are being asked to pay. And obviously, I mean, I just think when I think of foreign exchange markets, I want to run because there's such a mystery to me what happens there.
So
I just want to get a sense.
You know, those currencies trade to the fourth or fifth decimal point, but in huge volume. So, you know, if you chop off one or two little points or do something, you won't really see it, or you won't feel it, or we won't feel it in the kind of money that we deal. But in terms of trading, it does have an impact.
Yeah, and
I don't want to accuse anybody, but all I'm saying is that you know, I remember from the floor of Vic Stock Exchange, you get close to people around, you get close to your competitors, so you talk to them. You talk to them a lot. I think in that case, it was very difficult to remain not uncommitted or, you know, away from them. So,
yeah.
Anyway,
I suppose all of it is going to come down ultimately to the detail of how much of it was deliberate and how much of it was in the nature of just doing a trade. But we're going to be chatting to Richard Silliers, who's director and chief dealer at Treasury One, to get a sense of, remember the 2001 probe into the Rand?
Yes.
Way back when I think it was lost.
When it fell,
yeah,
very
when it fell quite sharply. And I just wonder if this is kind of similar to that.
But we'll
look at that and we'll hear what he has to say.
The rest of the market.
Yeah.
I think there's also markets are marking time.
Yeah.
The Federal Reserve releases its minutes, you know, which gives details of the discussion at the last meeting. And everybody looks at it for clues as to how they're viewing the economy. So until that's out, markets are doing nothing.
Yeah, and that should be coming out any moment.
Any
moment.
So well, 8 o'clock our time probably.
Is it? Oh, it's 6 o'clock GMT, so it's 8 o'clock. Yeah.
And other than that, not much news on the commodity markets. Iron ore shares keep coming back. Kumba was down. Essor was down. Gold shares also came under a bit of pressure. Sasol was a little bit better.
Yeah.
And results dominated.
Speaking
to Tiger Brands. They came down very sharply. They were up initially, but I think that the closer you looked, I think the big worry, and I'm guessing at this, why the market took a downturn, was that there are concerns that maybe more money will have to be poured into Nigeria and maybe even into Kenya, to get these right.
And Kenya, of course, as Peter McLaro says to us in the conversation we had with him a little bit earlier, which we'll share with you in a few minutes' time, you know, when you have a situation where your executives almost perpetrate fraud because they want to make things look good. It takes a long time to clean something
that up. It's also exposed weakness in doing deals up there. On the other hand, you had Spar came out with the results, which have done, they've done the deal in Ireland.
Yeah.
And that was a very good result. So, you know, they were up 20%, admittedly, because they've now consolidated the Irish acquisition. But it seems to be a much safer place to be, you know, go to Ireland rather than maybe in Africa. And there was some, even though the market was down, there were some big movements, PPC recovering, you know, got a long way to go, but starting to pick up. Astral picked up on its news. Brait still in the limelight, you know, still in the forefront of movement. Mondi hit a new high. So there are lots of pockets where the companies are doing well and there's action taking place, supporters coming into the market.
All right. Let's have a quick listen, actually, to Graham O'Connor, CEO of the Spa Group. We're talking here about how they coped with the muted consumer environment in South Africa.
Well, it certainly is. It's very tough on the consumer out there. The load shedding hasn't helped matters. The tight economic climate, lack of growth. So it really is quite a dull place, really pedestrian, I suppose we could call it that. But despite that, we still perform very strongly, and that is because of our strong model that we have, our strong independent retailers supported by ourselves.
Mm. And you've also managed to gain market share in that very same environment. So would you attribute that to what you've just said about supporting your retailers?
Well, what we like to do is upgrade 20% of our stores every year. So effectively every 5 years a store gets a major upgrade. And we've managed to do that. Last year we upgraded 185 stores. We've upgraded 56 year to date and expect to open or to upgrade between 150 and 180 stores this year. So that certainly helped matters. But our whole promotional campaign with our Green Tag sale, as well as our drive on our own label, our Spa brand products, that's been very strong.
Graham O'Connor, CEO of the Spa Group, chatting to us there. The full interview on our website, www.moneyweb.co.za. So, David, we've got the MPC announcement tomorrow. CPI up to 4.5% year on year, but still...
They won't do anything
they're
yet.
They're not going to do anything yet.
But they will do something probably later. I think inflation's starting to creep up. I think the big concern there, wheat price is going up. The petrol price... likely to keep going up as well. You know, I think the best or full benefits of the lower oil price have now worked out. And then we've got also electricity prices will probably come through. So the more you look at it, the higher that inflation rate's going to go. And I think by next year, we're back above six, you know, all the benefits gone. So I think they're going to have to raise rates somewhere, you know, either later this year or early next year.
All right. We're going to be talking to Richard Silliers, who is Director and Chief Dealer at Treasury One, talking about the world of Forex trading.